coming.
Okay, thanks for coming to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting agenda on the 7th of December 2017. I'll open the meeting at 5:30. And acknowledge the traditional custodians, Garriata people, and recognise the contribution of Garriata elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recordance of attendance, is as listed. Councillor Hebbab is absent. Apologies. There are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, Councillor Warren
Donna.
McDonough.
McDonough?
Yeah, that's right. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures, councillors? There's nil. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, question taken on notice from the public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 15th of November 2017. 4.11 from Ms Nina Panganis, and the answer is listed. 4.2, questions taken on notice from the committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 15th of November 2017. There is nil. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Applications for leave of absence must be done in the council meeting, ACM, so we'll pass that one. And also item 6 is done at the OCM as well. CEO, can we get those removed from the...
Mr. Mayor, just a point of clarification, how does that work with community members? They would have to apply at this stage.
Currently we don't have any community members.
Not currently we don't, but if you remove it, then they don't have that opportunity.
Well, just clarify. Yes.
They can still put their application through if all their guests included in the council meeting agenda for voting.
Okay.
Sorry if I'm saying,
yes.
This is to be absent from this meeting.
So is the, does the item stay in?
Yes.
Yes, it stays. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not, you can't apply for leave of absence or council meeting. It's from the Audit and Risk Committee meeting.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, okay, so do I have any applications for leave of absence in the...
For the January meeting.
For the January meeting? No. There's nil. And item 6, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communication. Do I have any applications?
No.
No? Nil. Item 7, public time. I'll take the note as read. I'm happy for people to follow the agenda on their electronic devices. I'll open public question time at 5:33, and also note that Councillor Hebbab has walked in at 5:34 as well. Do I have any public questions? Thank you.
My name is Nina Pernas from number 6 of the registry in Port Hedland. I refer to item 4.1 of this agenda. In the last meeting, I asked two questions which were taken on notice, one of which is included in today's agenda, but the other one is missing. The question was, and I will read it. I refer to section 4.2.1 of my question, that was the question when do you think the calculations will be made available? As today is the day when the calculations were meant to be presented. I was advised from that meeting that there are two versions of the internal operating procedure under Goodman. Could you please clarify the points of difference between these two versions and how the changes may prevent any breaches of the process? That was the question that was missing, which was taken on notice in the last meeting.
Ms. Panganis, there is a response pending for your question. It will be provided to you shortly.
But I think that question should be included in this agenda.
Ms. Panganis, questions taken on notice are put in the agenda when they're finished. From the administration, the answer had not been finished when the agenda was written, so it's not in there. But it will be finished shortly, and you will be provided an answer.
So, if that is the case, will that be recorded in the agenda in the future meeting? That question was taken on notice and provided an answer.
As the questions are answered, they are then inserted into the agenda that's coming up. Yes.
Okay. So when will the
I'm advised that the answer will be provided shortly. It will be in the next agenda item.
In today's meeting.
The next agenda item for the Audit and Finance Committee meeting.
So that will be in March or
January. We'll provide you the answer directly, but it will be listed in the agenda, in the next agenda for the Audit and Finance Committee meeting.
So I'm just clarifying that the next agenda will be.
When is the next meeting?
Is it for March? March.
March, yes.
Okay, so because this response is a little bit confusing, it says prior to the meeting. So I was assuming it's this meeting that it will be provided. So I think that clarification should be made clear that the response will be made available in the March 2018 meeting.
Ms. Panganis, I'll get some clarification on it.
Through the chair, the response was supposed to be provided to you prior to this meeting. Then we needed to redact names off it because you are not a member of the committee anymore. We have to redact all of the the names of staff that it refers to in the report off it. So it should be ready and sent to you tomorrow. The intention was to have it to you today before this meeting, but we've just had to redact that. It will be with you tomorrow.
But the question should still be recorded.
It will still be reported, and it will be reflected the day when it was sent.
Taken on notice.
Yes.
Okay. And that will be reflected before the publication of this minutes?
Ms. Panganis, it will be recorded in the March Audit, Risk and Governance Committee agenda.
Okay. Yeah, I also would like to get a change in the question I asked in the last meeting, particularly in relation to that sentence about, I think it's line number 6. So, without the participation of the two independent community members, don't you think this might be perceived as a conflict of interest rather than it is perceived? So, can we replace it with might be perceived? Because that's my question, rather than it is being perceived.
Ms. Panganis, the question would have been written down as per you stated it, as per the tape.
Yeah, I also provided a copy of what I read in that meeting as
well. See
ya. So it should be my
we can answer the question that's posed now if it's different to what we.
Would you like to ask the question again then so we can put it in the in this agenda.
The question that was asked last time.
Yes, we can reflect it in the minutes as might. Is that what you would like to do?
No, I just would like to make the amendment based on the question I provided.
Okay, that's fine, Ms. Panganis, we can do that.
Okay, and my second question is in relation to attachment 3 of item 12.1.3. which is the risk derived from council decisions. Item 6, 15.2, Port Haven, TWA Village, risk renewal. So that's in your attachment, that's attachment 3, 12.13. So my question is, could you please outline all the risks identified during the risk assessment process?
Take that question on notice, Ms. Van Gams.
What page was that in?
Do I have any other questions from the public? Thank you. I'll close public question time at 5:41. And open public statement time at 5:41. Do I have any public statements? No public statements? I'll close public statement time at 5:41. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. There is nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy?
Yes, just one, Mayor. It was on the airport. Just because this was before my time, so I just wanted to question this. The 10-year lease on page 56, concerns about the Kingsford Smith Business Park. Now, at the bottom of it, it says, just before you get to the budget bit, it says at the end of 16-17 financial year, 35 lots remained for sale, of which 4 lots are being leased to the airport operator. What does that mean? Just here.
We'll take that on notice.
Also, it says the term of the lease is 10 years for a 4,000-bed camp. Does that 10 years start in 14-15 when the handover occurred?
Councillor is... so that refers to the deal on Kingsford Smith with the second for Precinct 3. Doesn't refer to the renewal of Port Haven, so...
No, I know, but I'm just... It's got it in here, and I'm just... Because you've got June 2012, the town entered into it, but then it's got a handover occurred in 14-15. So when did the 10-year lease start? 2012 when you did the deal, or 14-15 when it was handed over?
CEO, do you know?
I would need to check that, but just from what they said was that it's been running for 2 years... So
yep.
As 14-15, but I need to confirm that.
Right. And there was just one more.
Do you want to, CEO, can we list that question so we can get an answer for the deputy?
And then there was one more about the airport that confused me. It sits somewhere in here. I'm trying to find it now. The 50-year lease was for the lease of the land, but the sale of the business. What did that mean?
The
does that mean that?
I'll pass that on, CEO.
Need to check on.
I think that's just reflecting that the land is still owned by us, but the operating rights are with PHIA.
Okay.
So it doesn't, well, how I'll talk that, it doesn't mean that we have to buy the business back in 50 years, does it?
We would, if we took the land back, we would then start our own business on it again. So we had a business, we wrapped that business up.
Yeah.
They have started a business doing the same thing, and then in 50 years' time, if they choose not to continue or we choose not to go with the lease arrangement, we would start a new business.
Right. Beautiful. Thank you. That's it for me.
That's no questions.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm interested in any comments that you'd like to make about why we failed on three of the indicators, financial indicators, out of seven.
This is on page
128.
We can either hold it
over to the item. Okay. I'll just ask the question now. So, could I get, could I refer that to you, CEO?
Sorry,
what was that?
Just refer it to Jodie.
Sorry, which part are
you
trying to
figure out? You get to result to
this. Can we have the question again and what page number you're on?
It's page 128.
128.
And I just want to know why it is that we failed to come to grips with three of the indicators. In other words, they were below the standard out of the seven indicators in relation to the council's actual ratios, which were identified, not by us, but by the auditor.
Why they're undone?
We don't have
why we haven't achieved them?
Can I have some order? Councillor Whitwell, I need some further clarification. I can't find it in my agenda.
Yeah.
What?
It's so it's in relation to this,
right? Apex 1, Apex A.
It says 5 of 13 down there.
5 of 13.
Yeah, I
didn't
actually want to
achieve them.
Yeah.
Do you need some more clarification on that?
He just wants to know why we
didn't
achieve them, is that right?
Your question, Councillor, why didn't we achieve them? Is that the question?
No.
Sorry, it's a bit hard.
How did we get to this point where we didn't achieve those three fundamental indicators out of seven,
absolutely,
which were not spotted by us, but were spotted by the auditor?
Okay.
So is that in terms of the ratios?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's on page.
Councillor, I don't need any commentary. All the questions been asked.
Yeah. Okay. So through the chair. So the three ratios each have their own separate issues. We covered quite a few of them in our meeting with the auditor when they were here. So the debt service cover ratio, which was the most serious one that we were speaking about, is a direct result of the loss of the income from the airport and the ability to then fund our loans, which were taken out with the provision of that income being part of our operations. So with the reduction of that income, we then now start to see a significant issue in that in relation to the debt service cover ratio, with our debt portfolio being raised on a certain income and now that's changed significantly. So that's in relation to that one. So that's been flagged, and you can see from last year that was quite, when you look at the comparatives, that was quite well maintained. With regards to the asset sustainability ratio, so if you look at the ratio comparatively again, you can see that's actually improved from last financial year. So there is a lot of focus on there, and that is a focus of the organisation as far as making sure that we are maintaining our asset renewal across all of our assets. The final completion also does come down to completion of capital works by the end of the financial year, so it was quite close. It was only 0.07 off the target, so it did come in quite close, and that does continue to be a focus of the council moving forwards, and as we come through the budget development, you'll see that continues to be a push. That is high up on the priority list. The operating surplus ratio, so coming in as a negative. So fundamentally, when you look at the operating surplus ratio of zero, that means, or anything above that, that means that we could possibly be rating our ratepayers too high, is the true risk of that. So by coming in at zero or slightly under means that we are certainly not rating too high in relation to the operations that we currently have at the town. And that, again, that has to be managed through all of our own source revenue, which is another point that we've discussed. So looking at our fees and charges, our grant income and our rates as a whole and how we're going to manage that moving forwards. So that has obviously, all three of those items do have an impact from that income that we've lost through the airport. And that's just been progressively coming to light as the years go on.
Just another question about the same area. Were any of those understood by you before the audit?
Councillor, can you just direct the question to me?
Sorry, through the chair.
You need to direct the question to me, not to the staff. Can I have the question again, Councillor? Can I have the question again, Councillor?
Well, of the three, I've got to get the system up at the moment because I don't have copies, right? Now, of the, on page 128, there are three items which are shown in the annexure to the auditor's report were not up to speed, which we've established, right? And we've asked for a reason for that, and we were given a reason. The question is, were any of those not identified until the auditor actually identified them?
So, yeah.
Through the chair, absolutely, they have all been identified. So the asset sustainability ratio has been an issue last year, and we've worked significantly on that this year, and that was a big focus on during the budget process to get the renewals covered as best we can. The operating surplus ratio, again, the idea is to get it as close to zero as you can. We came in just under, and we knew that we were going to come in just under. We actually came in much better than what was budgeted in last year. We were able to pull it in significantly through the last 6 months of the financial year. And the debt service cover ratio is something that was, again, discussed it during the budget time when we were working on the revenue side, making sure that we had enough revenue to reach the debt service cover ratio targets. And so it was identified, and we did make every effort to achieve the amount of revenue required to meet that. We also had preliminary discussion about paying off those debts entirely, which will also fix that position, and that's a discussion that we will continue to have through the budgeting process.
And so,
the finance manager.
Just also to add on to that, so we report our actual position to our ratios every month in our monthly financial statements. If you have a reference to our monthly financial health check that goes up as part of that agenda, we do reference all of these and the position that we're currently achieving, so they are always forefront.
Well, can I ask through the chair, were those monthly ratios always correct?
See ya.
Those monthly ratios were as correct as at the time of preparing them. So we've now gone through the audited the auditing of our financials, and any amendments have been identified and made.
Councillor Carter? Councillor De Cash?
No.
Councillor Heber? Councillor Pitt? Thank you. Item 9, are declarations of all members who have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. 8 now. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 15th of November 2017. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Arra.
Seconded.
Seconded Deputy Mayor. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Arra. Speakers for, Deputy Mayor. Speakers against, Councillor Dekash.
I'm unsure as to what is not correct here, so it's hard for me to speak about it. That's it.
Deputy, speakers for. Deputy.
Oh, I think I'm the same. I'm waiting to... I've read it intensely, so I'm at the same.
Speakers against.
Yes, thank you, Councillor. There's a reason I'm talking against it, because it doesn't actually state the questions that I ask and the answers that I received when I questioned things like swimming pool and stuff like that. It didn't, and you answered it quite specific to what your role was. So why are all the other questions here except for mine?
Because questions in the agenda are questions that are taken on notice. Questions that are asked by the public and council and answered on the night are then put in the minutes. It's been like that for many years.
So through the chair, I'm better off waiting for a question at the day, just by a written answer on my questions.
What do you need to do is refer to the minutes to find your question and answers. You're looking at an agenda.
But you're asking me to ask the governor's meeting minutes.
So again, Councillor, like I explained to you, your questions and answers and the public's questions and answers that are answered on the day are in the minutes. Okay. Can I put it to a vote? Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands, please. Those against? The vote is 7-1. Item 11, announcements from presiding member without discussion. There is nil. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.11, funding and donations for the period of the 1st of July to 30th of November 2017, with the officer's recommendation on page 17. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
The number of the page,
that. Page 17.
17. So moved.
Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Yes. Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Point 12.1.3, quarterly status report of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee and revised ARG committee work plan.
I missed 12.1.2.
Oh, did I miss one? I did too. It's okay. All right, we've... 12.1.2, audited financial report for the period ending 30th of June 2017. With the officer recommendation on page 21. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Carter. Yes, Councillor De Cash.
Just on page 21, that last sentence, I mean, I'm a pretty clear guy when it comes to English. It just about blew me what it means. I'll read it out. The Department of Local Government Sports...
Councillor De Cash, which page?
Page 21.
21, on the bottom?
The last sentence.
Yep.
The Department of Local Government Sports and Culture Industries Acting Manager, Sector Monitoring, has confirmed that the qualified opinion reported would classify as a reporting non-compliance. However, non-compliance does not impact on the accuracy of the information in the annual financial report. Therefore, will not classify it as qualified audit report in the monitoring. I mean, if it's not compliant, what? I just don't understand how it can be non-compliant but you're compliant.
CEO, would you like to explain?
It was non-compliant in terms of we failed to get it in on time, but the content of the audit was compliant. So they're saying, yes, we were naughty not to get it in on time, but they're satisfied that our finances were audited and up to scratch. And that there's no adverse findings or anything like that.
Through the chair. So on page 22, the last sentence, the result of the report of non-compliance means the town will be placed on a risk profile list for 2018 due to the department having a no risk profile. This listing will ensure the town comes back into the compliance for future financial years. How can you have a risk profile if there's no risk profile?
Zero.
I think that question is answered in the paragraph above.
Sorry, but that is incorrect. It should read, due to the department having a no-risk policy, not policy. Profile.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Chair. So the word should be, instead of profile, it should be policy.
So the result of the reported non-compliance mean the town will be placed on a risk profile list for 2018 due to the department having no risk policy.
Policy.
Yeah. Apologies.
That's all right. So I was right. Okay. And through the chair, one more just clarification. Page 23, third sentence. I'm just... concerning the airport monies, however, this income is restricted to the Port Hedland International Airport lease proceeds. Reserves is unable to be utilised to fund the town's operational expenditure. So does that mean that money for 50 years is going to sit somewhere without the town itself being able to use it?
No, Councillor, what that means is the council... a motion was put forward to council to keep the proceeds or the interest proceeds from the lease would remain in that account until we decided what to do with the interest.
So through the chair, it's up to the council
to change it to what's not. It's up to the council, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I've got. So I'll have a mover in Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder?
Nelson.
Seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Carter. Speakers for, Councillor De Cash. Speakers against, Councillor Whitwell. Councillor Carter. Uh, Councillor Carter, would you like to speak for the item? So there is no requirement for you to speak for it. If you don't want to, then we'll move on to the next speaker. So as speakers for, Councillor Dekash.
The price that I raised earlier was good enough for me to second it, so that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Councillor Dekash. Speakers against, Councillor Whitwer.
I have a problem with the acceptance of this report when the issue is that we've been listening around the table and people here don't think the idea of finishing off your financial year within the stated period that you've got to do it, just like companies and so forth have got that obligation. And they somehow or other don't seem to think that's really a risky issue. I can assure you it's a risky issue. It's much more risky in the private sector, perhaps in the public sector. It's much more risky in the private sector than what is in the public sector. But the research shows that lateness in giving results of the year's activity is certainly a very strong risk indicator of solvency. That's all I want to say.
Our speaker's four. Councillor.
While I take on board what Councillor Whitloyal did say about the lateness of the report, and I do believe, it was naughty of us, to use the CEO's words, naughty of us to do it. I also believe there is a strong warning in there, strong enough to be sure that it will not happen again, that we will be very diligent, that it will be in on time in 2018. And as such, I urge fellow councillors to move the officer's recommendation to receive and endorse the audited report. As it is. Thank you.
Speakers against? Speakers for? I'll speak for it. The issue with the auditors, they issued an unqualified audit opinion, the statements are fairly and appropriately presented in their opinion. It was clearly only a problem with the time that the audit was presented. But again, the non-compliance does not impact on the accuracy of the information. So I think the audit is quite good and the item should be passed. Speakers against? Speakers for?
I'm against.
You've already spoken, no, councillor. Right of reply, Councillor Carter. No? Thank you. Take it to a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands, please. And those against? Motion's passed 7-1. Four point 1.3, quarterly status report of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee and revised ARG Committee work plan on page 29. With officers' recommendation 1, do I have a mover in the officer recommendation 1? Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Dekash, second. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Officers' recommendation 2, that the Audit Risk and Governance Committee note the revised Audit Risk and Governance Committee work plan for 17-18 as noted in attachment 5. Do I have a mover in the officers' recommendation 2? Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Dekash. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Point 1.4, quarterly better practice review on page 34. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move, Councillor Arif. And a seconder, Councillor Pitt. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, business of an urgent nature. 14.1, the 2017-18 budget review for the period ending 30th September 2017. Has everyone got the late item? Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Yes, I moved.
Move, Councillor Arif. Got a seconder? Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Point 2, Regulation 17 audit. The 14.2 Regulation 17 audit has been removed from the agenda. Item 15, matters for which meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. The next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 6th of March 2018, commencing at 5:30. So I shall close the meeting at 6:12. Thanks for attending.
Presiding Member.